This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Continue to like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Monday, October the 23rd is upon us. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, all here together to serve you as best we can with things like people in the news. John McCain has become very public in his discomfort, dis-ease with people who have a lot of money and they don't have to go into the service. Have you noticed this? He said that he will never countenance the way we draft the lowest income level of America, and the highest income level finds a doctor to say that they have a bone spur. This is wrong. If we're going to ask every American to serve, every American ought to serve. And I don't know, there are a lot of people who have received a lot of deferments, a lot of people in public life. And so...
Well, I mean, he's taking a swipe at Trump, right?
Yeah,
Trump got 6 deferments for a bone spur.
Right. Yeah. So. Well, there's no love lost,
right,
as we know, between the two of them anyway. But there's something to be said that goes a lot further than Trump when it comes down to this stuff. I think of my own
experience. I'm sure a lot of people do this or try, right?
Well, I didn't do it. I didn't come from money. So it wasn't money that did it. I was teaching school, and the superintendent, I didn't ask him even. I was ready. I signed up, actually. I was in process of signing up to go into the Navy because I had received my draft notice, and I was 1A, and I had a low number, and at that time in Vietnam, the Vietnam War, that was, you know, you were gone. And he said to me, I told him that I had gotten my notice and that I was going to, this was February of 1969, and I said I would go into the Navy, and I wasn't sure when I would have to go, because, you know, under the circumstances, you got to tell them if you're going to go, you got to tell the principal or superintendent or whatever that you got to go on to other things. And so he said, well, don't do anything until you hear from me. And from that day to this, I never heard from the draft board again. So I didn't ask him, but I was not, it didn't bother me at all that I didn't go, frankly, because at that time, all of the first wave of returning soldiers coming back from Vietnam were getting spit on. They were getting, people did horrible, despicable things to these men. There weren't many women involved at that time, who were just doing what they were called upon to do. But it was very much the case then as it is now, what McCain has said. If you have a way of getting out, you can get out. And it usually involves some kind of money. So, anyway, what did you start to say, Jennifer?
How did he get you out? I mean, that's pretty amazing.
I don't even know. I don't know what he said to them. But in all the draft boards were local. So there was a Framingham draft board that was made up of half a dozen people who were somewhat connected in the town. There was I think the police chief was one of them. And I don't remember who all the people in the draft board were. But, you know, superintendent at that point in time was very political, and I'm sure he could call up these people who are all his friends and say, just don't take the guy. And so he said he would say to them something, and it may have been true because I stayed with it for another 4 years. He's more valuable to us in our society as a teacher, because even at that young age when I just started, I was a good teacher. I was good at connecting with the students, and I enjoyed what I was doing, and he knew it. And so, for whatever the reason, if that was it, I don't know. Did I have more value as a teacher for the next 4 years than being in the service for the next 4 years? Yeah, probably. Yep. I would venture to guess that that was probably a better use of my time and whatever talents I have than being on a submarine or something in the middle of nowhere. But I never know. And anyway, back to this. What about drafting women? Why aren't we drafting women? We don't draft anybody.
That was one of the conversations.
Why aren't we more than we incentivize getting men into the service? We don't necessarily incentivize women getting into the service?
I have a few friends that are serving right now.
In what capacity? Doing what?
My friend Natalie is pretty high up. Let me see what her title is now. We went to grade school together.
Mm-hmm.
And she just got back from Afghanistan about a month ago, and she lives in Virginia. We don't get to see each other all that much, but we did 8 years of grade school together. She's got three kids and a husband who's also
in the armed services. Did she see fighting in the Taliban?
I don't know that she was like frontline, but definitely she was out there with everyone else. So I don't know that it's that not that they prioritize it. I think the benefits to her were the same as they would have been if a man had joined.
Would she have been trained to hunt and kill Taliban militants in the country? Was that something that she would do or would have done, been trained to do?
I really don't know. I just speculate, but I don't know.
What did you start to say, Victoria?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you didn't? Why didn't you?
I'm listening to Jen talk about her friend. It's interesting.
Yeah, it is. Kind of, isn't it? All right, let's get to some other people in the news. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, say it again, Doug, Kim, I was being facetious calling him King Jong-un, is getting really fat. Apparently he really loves to eat, and he has at his disposal $5 billion to run his whatever it is that he does, his facilities, his home, his palaces, and whatever it is. So he shows off his wealth by throwing lavish parties, best food he can bring in, best alcohol. There is supposedly every night some big, huge party that goes on, and he's getting, the gluttony is taking its toll, in a manner of speaking. He's a big smoker. He's a big drinker. And so it was interesting to see some of, you've always warned me about this. I think Victoria loves it. She refers to it as clickbait. So I clicked on to something to try to find out what his favorite foods were. Tacos, apparently. He'll go to no end.
Hey, Korean tacos are a big thing right now.
I was going to say, can you blame him?
No.
Korean taco trucks all over.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. It's huge.
Korean tacos?
Mm-hmm.
Street tacos, sure.
Yeah.
Korean tacos?
Yes.
I never heard of Korean tacos before.
We go to
they
the Mugu.
They have them in California?
They're everywhere. I think
they
the
are?
Food truck thing really started in California. Now they're certainly all over the Jersey Shore. Mugu, we go to that one. That's the Korean taco truck. We go there on weekends. $25 for like all you can eat. It's not
really?
Bad.
Really?
Yeah. It's a huge thing right now.
What are you eating? Do you know what you're eating?
Yeah, well, I usually get some vegetarian stuff.
Yeah, oh, okay. So that's safer than kind of
yes,
meat,
Doug, they're not serving
meat.
You like weird dog meat
right.
or something. No, it's like real, it's a big deal. They're actually getting very gourmet.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Now, see, I think of a taco truck, I think of a Mexican taco truck, not a Korean taco truck.
Well, you've heard of Korean barbecue, right? That was like
no.
10 years ago, the Korean
no.
barbecue was everywhere.
No.
And then now it's the next big thing is the Korean taco trucks.
Right. And where do we see Korean taco trucks? Do you have to go to Koreatown to see them? Jennifer, or are they all around?
All over.
Where are they?
Yeah,
are they?
At the beach, and yeah, they're
isn't
everywhere.
That, I'm shocked. I don't know why I am, but. All right. Well, so there you go. You live and learn. Mark Cuban, next name in the news, hinting that he wants to run as a presidential candidate. He's a Republican, right? Isn't Cuban a Republican, Jennifer?
Mark Cuban?
Yeah.
I don't know. He worked for Hillary's campaign. He was out on. He hates Trump, so I don't know if he's.
Yeah, no, he doesn't like Trump.
Yeah, so I think he might run as a Democrat.
No, look, here's the headline.
I think he's
Mark
an independent.
Cuban may run against Donald Trump in 2020 as a Republican.
Oh, wow, okay.
See, I think this is also clickbait because I just read an interview with him over the weekend, or on Friday, I guess it was, that he said that he would absolutely run if he was single, but he has a family and little kids and he's not interested in running.
Really?
So I think you did some clickbait.
No, I'm looking at a story on the Huffington Post, as a matter of fact.
Well, I don't know. That was his exact quote. He even put it on Twitter, so I don't know where that's coming from.
Really? Well, it's coming from Harvey Levin.
Oh, okay. TMZ.
Harvey Levin. Oh, because he did a show with them. Yeah. Harvey Levin has a show on Fox now called Objectified, where you... It's actually a cool idea where he does an interview with somebody, and then they take you into their office. So Mark Cuban, he'll go through his Mark Cuban's office and say, what is this? What's the significance? And it's about objects that are important to people that lead to telling stories about their lives. And he just did one with Mark Cuban, so that may be where that's from.
It could be. All right. Well, listen... I got to the bottom line of that. Speaking of television, I was watching Shark Tank the other night. They really do. That's a great show. There's so much there in terms of the drama, the human experience, the getting along of the people who are on the stage.
They're bringing in a lot of guests this season, I've seen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Which is cool, too. Yeah.
They keep the core. Like, Cuban's always there, and one of the two ladies is usually there. Lori, the one who, is she the one from QVC? I think that's
Blonde?
Yeah, right. She's always there. Even Mr. Excitement there, or Mr. whatever is Mr. Warmth, has
Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah,
Mr.
Right. Warmth. And, you know, he's a lot younger than you think he is. He looks old because he doesn't have any hair, but he really is.
You see his hot wife from Dancing with the Stars.
Really? No, that's what's his face? That's the other guy.
Mr. Wonderful married.
No, he didn't. It was the other.
Oh, Robert Hovasek. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And is she's hot? Is she?
She's a hottie. Yeah. He married Kim. Kim, what was her name? Oh my gosh, I'm blanking out. A blonde, legs up to her neck from Dancing with the Stars. They were partnered together a few years ago.
Is she the one who's Australian?
Kim Johnson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah.
Legs up to her neck. I have to Google that myself. All right, Jennifer, speaking of television, has the What to Watch Tonight on TV report in just a moment.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, 19 after the hour. Jen.
Dougie.
What do we have? Let me see. I watched only a little bit of... I'm getting annoyed. They put the CBS stuff... is subject to whatever football game is on in the afternoon, so it kicks everything back again. So by the time you get finished watching, in this case, one of my favorite shows is Madam Secretary, it's like 11:30. And that's a show that should be on at 8 o'clock anyway, instead of at 10 o'clock. I don't know why they moved everything around, but there's always such a good plot line to that show. What else? And speaking of plots on Monday night, what's the best plot on television is...
Well, tonight I would say watch The Good Doctor. That's new at 10 p.m. on ABC. But we were talking about Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars welcomes Shania Twain tonight. She's going to perform a new song. She'll serve as a guest judge. And they'll be the dancers will be doing a hit from a specific movie genre. So like foreign, spy, sci-fi, sports, animation. That'll be at 8 o'clock on ABC. Also tonight, I'm going to be checking this one out. Scared Famous debuts at 9 p.m. on VH1. Redman is the master of ceremonies for a competition series that has 10 stars from reality TV enduring gruesome challenges and terrifying scares. Who doesn't love that? Scared Famous, 9 p.m. on VH1. Also tonight, The Brave. This is a new show that's been getting... It kind of started slow, but now I'm hearing more about it. And that's at on NBC at 10 p.m. starring Charles Webb. It looks like a pretty good one. Monday Night Football pits the Redskins against the Eagles. That's on ESPN. Supergirl is new at 8 on the CW. And a cute little sitcom that I discovered last week, 9JKL, pretty good, 8:30 p.m. on CBS, starring Linda Lavin, Elliot Gould. It's got a really good cast.
Really? Linda Lavin hasn't been around for a long time, has she?
She hasn't been around. I mean, she did a couple of sitcoms with Sean Hayes probably maybe 2-3 years ago, but she's back again.
What was the show she was on originally?
Alice, come on.
That was it. Yeah, yeah. 21 past the hour now with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. I'm Doug Steffen.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's 23 after now. New Music Monday on the DJV Experience. Starting with Niall Horan. It's the tune called Seeing Blind from his debut solo album, Flicker. He's one of the ex-One Directioners. Is that right? Maren Morris is in here with him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This sounds good. Crank it up, will you, Ken? All right, so Victoria is the one who chooses the new music. So tell me, I guess once in a while you consult with Kara, what was there about this when you did your research, Victoria, that grabbed you?
Well, this was actually, Kara mentioned this to me last week. And so the album dropped on Friday. So once I heard the song, and I love Maren Morris, I just thought it was a great song.
Yeah. All right, let's a little more of it, Kara. Seeing Blind. That's
so
pretty good. Yeah.
And it's so different from what One Direction sounded like, so
yeah.
I was surprised that Niall Horan went this direction. But, you know, he's Irish, and there's such a love of country music in Ireland.
Is there?
Oh, well, country music, arguably, country music in America really came from Irish music. So there's a huge connection there, yeah.
Wow. All right, so that's for your consideration, number one of three on New Music Monday, Niall Horan, Seeing Blind. Next up, Darius Rucker has a tune featuring Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, and Lady Antebellum's Charles Kelly. It's his fifth country album called When Was the Last Time. This song is Straight to Hell. Interesting career change for this guy.
Huge career change.
And it fits for him. I mean, it does.
Yeah.
Works for him. Yeah.
And his voice is just so great for country music.
Yeah, it's kind of a pure voice, actually. It's clean.
Yeah.
Voice. No, it's not. Like you get with a lot of those
And he has, I don't like new country, so he walks that line of having classic roots in country.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't overdo it.
The new country's like just pop.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing over and over and over again. But this is good. Let me see, who's this? This Jason Aldean?
I think this is...
It's not Luke Bryan.
It's actually, not. It sounds like.
It sounds like Luke Bryan to me.
Yeah.
Is it?
This one's Jason Aldean.
That's Jason Aldean,
okay.
Yeah.
What's that? You're the son of a bitch in the wind? Is that the lyric line there?
I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't catch that one.
All right, so that's item number two. First one was Niall Horan. Second one, Darius Rucker. This is from the MTV Unplugged reissue of Listen Without Prejudice, the late George Michael in Freedom 90. It's a live take.
I love this song.
You do?
Yeah. I know you're not a George Michael fan, but...
Yeah. Well, I've always liked George Michael. I don't know that we were talking about the fact that nobody knew this even existed, these things.
And well, so this song was one of his biggest hits, but
right.
we just didn't
but
know the
way
the version of MTV Unplugged.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there it is. Niall Horan, Darius Rucker. Do we push these on? Do we put them up on our Facebook page?
We can.
Feature?
Sure.
Yeah, I think every Monday we ought to post what we like. New Music Monday. Check it out at Facebook.com/DJV Show.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, after driving 1,200 miles in the Cadillac CT6 with Super Cruise, their autonomous highway feature, here's what I know. It takes about 2 hours to get used to the fact that the car does all the driving for you. It's a little disconcerting having a steering wheel turn for you when you're sitting in the driver's seat with your hands off the wheel. A great idea if you do lots of freeway driving. But the cheapest you can get one in the new car is $72,000 for the Cadillac CT6. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. transportation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
About 34 after the hour. Don't you just like being here? That's one of the things I was just thinking as I was coming back into the studio. I just like being here with Victoria and Kara and Jennifer and you every day. I just like being here. And I hope it comes across as we have conversations about what's going on. There's nothing special, but yet there's everything special to the chemistry that comes from people liking each other and being able to, in this circumstance, have conversations that will stimulate other conversations. And that's really what we're trying to do here, to bring you some enlightenment. People say, I was reading actually an object lesson in producing a radio program. After I've been doing this, I probably could write a book on producing radio programs myself over the years. I've always liked talking about things that are going on, although I was a fairly decent disc jockey back in the 60s and 70s. I was always in trouble because I talked too much. And the boss said, shut the up and play the music, will you, for God's sakes. But I always had a story about music or what was going on. And that's what really we specialize in here, talking about so many people identify so well with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and their stories. And people love it when I tell stories about the farm or things with the family. And I was thinking as I sat down here how it is, how special it is to be able to have the ambiance that we have every day to bring people closer in to what's really important in their lives. And, you know, all of the hoopla, the political junkies and things that they think are important, to a point it is, but more importantly, things that are happening one-on-one with people, the time that you love to spend. This is really it, the quality time. We spend probably more time together, the four of us every day, than we do with anybody else. When you really get right down, when you get right down to it, and then you think about, okay, what's valuable about this time, and the valuable time is shared in friendship and learning things, and isn't that the best thing you can say? I love being with my children because I have the same sense of learning things, sharing with them, helping them. The same thing has been true for years with Meredith. I love. And I guess it's time, yeah. It's the time together and the things that you share, or maybe even the things that you don't share, the things that you say or don't say, and what comes from that. It's a growth. And if we can't be together every day and grow, there's not much point of you being here, frankly, or us being here for you. And that's, I think we're able to accomplish that because we're still, I'm still here after all these years, and the ladies are fitting well into this groove that we've created called the DJV show. So thank you to all of you. I just felt like saying thank you and how good it was to be able to think of the things that you like to do, the things you spend time on. And I love to spend time with the guys on the farm. We have a fabulous time most of the time. Yesterday, though, I went ballistic because the barn was such a mess and stuff, people leaving things everywhere. And I just went... I said to Donald, I wish I were just by myself. It was one of those days. Yesterday was one of those days. And sometimes you just feel like, everything. What do I need all these people for? And what do I need this for? I should be by myself on an island somewhere. And then, you know, you get back to thinking about what I was just saying, how much fun it is most of the time to be with the people that you care about. So, anyway. Speaking of people, Robert Mugabe. How many people know Mr. Mugabe? Raise your hands, please. Mr. Mugabe is a goodwill ambassador for the World Health Organization. Well, at least he was. He's not any longer. He's the president of Zimbabwe. Run the Zimbabwe government since 1980. He's been under international sanctions for human rights violations. And the fact that his country is hardly democratic... is this guy is a, he's a dictator. He's worse, but he doesn't get as much attention as Kim Jong-un because he didn't have any nuclear weaponry, but he's a bad dude. And he has, he's taken land away from the white Zimbabweans, came from Europe, the colonizers, and a lot of those farms, when he's tried to do that, it hasn't worked. The economic backbone saw a dramatic decline. It contributed to a food shortage in his country, and his economy is in the tank. So in response to his appointment, 30 health organizations signed a statement saying they were shocked and concerned to hear of his appointment, given his long track record of human rights violations. He would be one of these people... who, if you got into trouble, he personally would, like, shoot a hole in your knee, or he'd chop off your arm, you know, he'd poke out your eye, stuff like that. This is what this guy's a bloodthirsty cur. And I never understood how he even got as far as he did. So, so no loss there, I think, Victoria, would probably be.
I think so, yeah.
Nah. All right, speaking of losses, Bill O'Reilly seems to... be on the chump change report once again. I'm having a hard time. I saw this in yesterday's. I stood actually in the drugstore last night And I was reading this story in the New York Times. I don't know why I didn't pick it up. Well, I have a New York Times I have a subscription online, so I don't need the newspaper. But I hadn't seen this report about his two contracts. First one was to get him out of there, and they paid him $32 million to do that. He was making $25 a year. And so what I'm trying to figure out here, Victoria, is it seems the essence of this is that there's some thinking at Fox of bringing him back.
Wow. I mean, so, I don't know. Well, I don't think his podcast has done much.
Hasn't it?
Well, I mean, and it's probably not even his fault. And I'm no fan of Bill O'Reilly's, but, you know, I had said from the beginning when he was, you know, going off and he was going to launch his own podcast and everything, his audience is not a podcast audience.
No.
You know, I mean, they're the equivalent age of my parents, and yes, my parents are not finding a podcast to listen to, even if it was mine. You know, it's the wrong audience. It's just, you know, it's not going to happen. And I don't see a market for you know, millennials listening to Bill O'Reilly.
I don't know that he has a market anywhere but Fox.
Right.
In reality, he went over to Newsmax.
He's very polarizing.
And Newsmax is, they're way beyond. I mean, he's polarizing, but he's not that much of a right winger, actually. He's not like the people at Newsmax or, what's the other one that's around that's like Newsmax?
I don't even know what Newsmax is, truthfully.
Newsmax is a very conservative magazine, and they have a network that they've created around guys like Steve Malzberg, and it's just, you know, more of the same, yada, yada.
Mm.
So, anyway, but he doesn't have a place there. I don't see. I mean, it's interesting to see all the money that they pay to the guy for doing nothing. And, well, he did bad things, and so that's where the money is going to pay off. You know, but
paying someone $25 million in a settlement.
No,
you know, they
32.
Gave him 32, right? And
yeah,
they,
right.
He paid 25 to the woman.
Was that what it was? Yeah. But under the circumstances here, this is all the money.
He must be really, really, really guilty to cough up that kind of money.
Yeah, but under the circumstances, how much? I mean, think about it here. And you made a good point of giving this woman $25 million. But how much money has been paid to people like this to get rid of them because of things? They're much. He was better off not doing anything and taking the $32 million. And then you think, oh, man, what is this? Why is there so much of this stuff around? Oof. All right, let's move on. In a moment, we're going to get an update on the enrollment period. This is part of a service that I get into here at this time of year, and we'll have three or four moments set aside for trying to give you some, I don't know, advice, pieces of information about the enrollment period, which is now through the 7th of December, and options for you when it comes to making choices on what coverage and care you want to have. So we'll give you another piece of that pie in a moment here.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
44 minutes after the hour in the DJB experience, I'm Doug Steffen now with Jeffrey Fernandez. Mr. Fernandez is here to help you understand what the selections are. He's the vice president at Humana of Medicare and Medicare options and the Advantage enrollment and all those things that roll into. As I said, the time is now through the 7th of December. The plan will go into effect on the 1st of January. I've always wondered about this, Mr. Fernandez. Why is it that it's just this time of year that one can sign up or change your selection, right? Because somebody may have something from some company now and they can drop it and go somewhere else. But why can't we do that at any time of the year?
Yeah, so this is, well, first of all, good morning and thanks for having me. And you hit the nail on the head with the time frame. The October 15th through December 7th is the annual enrollment period where people who are eligible for Medicare can make their decisions for the next year. That's the time frame that the government set up for all eligible Medicare recipients to pick their plan for to be effective January 1st, 2018 for the year. And so there's two things at play, of course. If you're aging into Medicare, you just do that whenever during the year when you turn 65. Yeah. But once you're 65 or if you're less than 65 years old and you're disabled and you qualify for Medicare, this is the second time when you can actually change your plan. Of course, this happens every year. So you get to make a decision every 12 months on what plan you want to have for the next year.
Right. So or you stay where you are, et cetera. Let's talk about things that we all ought to know when we're selecting a plan, the payouts, the premiums, deductibles, all that sort of thing. How do we put a proper perspective on this, Mr. Fernandez?
Yeah, Doug, great question. And there are three things that I like to tell people to consider during this most important time of the year. It's the benefits, it's the network, and it's the premium. Those three things are the things that you've got to review. And, of course, you know, as you sit here today and you think back over the last 12 months of what happened to you for health care, you know, did I get admitted to the hospital? Did I go to the doctor? Did I get my checkup? What drugs am I on? Those are things that bake into those three decisions. So the premium, first and foremost, what am I going to pay every month, right? In some communities across America, it could be zero, as low as zero. In some cases, it's a low premium. But that's one thing you want to wake up on January 1st and make sure you know, right? What am I going to pay every month, if anything? The second thing is, what's the network of providers look like? So is my doctor, is my primary care, is my cardiologist in the network? What about my hospital, right? So while nobody plans to be admitted to a hospital, it does happen occasionally, right? And if I want to make sure that my hospital is in the network, it may be the community hospital by your home, perhaps. The third thing I mentioned, the benefits, right? So if I go to the primary care doctor, what will that cost me? Right, what's the copay? Same thing for a specialist, and God forbid, if you go into the hospital, what would that cost me? And then the third part of the benefit piece that is so, so important for seniors who may be taking maintenance medications for things like blood pressure or diabetes or anything else like that, what are those copays? And where are the drugs covered in my formulary, right? So that again, can be a monthly cost, right? Or perhaps is there a mail order benefit that can help me save money on my drugs, right, where the drugs are just mailed directly to my home. So if you cover those three main topics, you'll be well set for the next year.
All right. So bottom line here is that the numbers, the amount of money that it costs, I've been able to live my life without taking drugs, so I don't even have that. But a lot of people, is there a time frame, you know, like a lot of these insurance policies, you're excluded if you have pre-existing conditions. Is that not a factor here?
That is absolutely not a factor. There are no pre-existing conditions. You come with whatever condition you have, and you sign up, and it's a guaranteed issue product that with not just with Humana, but with any of the Medicare Advantage programs. So you could be in perfect health or have a chronic condition. You sign up, the premium doesn't change, nothing. It's all the same for one.
So then, is the bottom line here is how much does it cost? And that's really, isn't that it? Really?
That's exactly right. You bet. Yep.
All right. So where do we get some more info? What do we have to visit? Website for Humana, where do we go?
You go to humana.com/Medicare, or you can go to medicare.gov, or you can give us a call at 1-888-204-4062, and we can give you all the information in greater detail for any of your listeners who wanted to find out what plans are available in their community.
Jeffrey Fernandez, thank you.
Bye.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm going to bet that there's a culture in the millennial generation that doesn't know to which television program this music is attached. Would you agree with that? Victoria, you don't know this music?
I do not. I've never actually... Yeah, I don't. I mean, I know, but I would not recognize it.
No, okay. The theme from The Tonight Show, most popular nighttime program. At one point in his career, Johnny Carson was speaking to 23 or 24 million people a night.
30-year running, 62 to 92, Doug.
Yep, and he retired when he was 65. Ed was 73, I think, at the time. And they both lived another. Carson died when he was 79. And I remember he said to Ed, who was somebody that I was quite friendly with, and I don't mean to sound like a name dropper, but he and I became great friends the last 8 or 10 years of his life. And he said that Carson, the last time he ever talked to Carson, which was when he was really sick before he died, he said, those goddamn cigarettes. Because that's what killed him. He died of emphysema when he was 79, and he always was smoking. Always, always, always.
Well, you know what was interesting about when Carson was on the air, and I do think he was by far the best late night host of, but he was the only game in town when he, the Tonight Show.
Right.
There were no other competing late night talk shows. The only talk shows there were was, Merv Griffin with, I think, aired early evening, Michael Douglas in the late afternoon, and then, with Diana Shore had a talk show.
Yeah.
Back in the day also. But there, when a celebrity, a movie star, whatever you want to call it, went on Carson, the Tonight Show, it was usually a rare appearance. You didn't see them all over the place. They didn't have,
no. So many stars were made.
Absolutely.
So many movie stars.
If a comic appeared on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, that was a stamp of you've got it made.
And if he invited you to come over to the couch to talk to him, then you really won.
Absolutely.
That was really the big time. So
I mean, he was obviously a little complicated in his personal off, but on camera, nobody was better than Johnny Carson on the Tonight Show. I don't think so.
Yeah, it was very good. Very, very good. So today would have been his birthday, is what, his 80?
He would have been 92.
92.
Yeah, born in 1925.
So he's been dead for 13 years. Isn't that amazing? Ah, and time and how fast it moves. Okay, so Chucker's here to give us an overview of the box office totals for the weekend. I went to see only The Brave. I'll talk to you about that in a moment. Chucker will tell us what he saw. Some horror show, probably. Stand by.
Ah, the weekend. A time for relaxing, recharging, and Sunday scaries.
I always get the Sunday scaries. I hate them.
Well, move over Sunday scaries. There's a new hashtag in town, the Sunday scaries. Rich Hagen, president of Ally Invest, explains.
Sunday scaries is really about the future. And one source of the Sunday scaries can be around investing.
A survey by Ally found majorities of Americans are, in fact, scared when it comes to investing. 63% worry whether they're doing the right thing, and 61% find investing in the stock market scary or intimidating.
Investing doesn't have to be scary. Online investing firms like Ally Invest have made it easier and more affordable.
Companies like Ally provide consumer-friendly services that let you buy and sell stocks yourself or invest in a professionally managed portfolio.
To conquer the Sunday scaries, start with a savings account with a competitive rate of return and put away whatever you can from each paycheck. Before you know it, the thought of someday will no longer give you the willies.
For more, go to ally.com/invest.
Hi, Chucker. Just as you go through the box office totals, Meredith and I went to see Only the Brave over the weekend with Josh Brolin, Andy McDowell, Jeff Bridges,
Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, Jennifer Connelly. And it was a very tense show. I tell the story. We both were saying we didn't remember seeing any previews. You said they've been promoting it for the last 30 days or so. But it's a real story about these hotshots. 19 of the 20 of them got killed. And they're it was just a good story paying tribute to these people, especially given what went on in California over the last month or so.
Well, let me ask you a question. It came in number five. It made only $6 million, which is an underperformer. Why ain't people seeing movies like this anymore?
I don't know. It's a very good movie. Great shots. A very creative use of the technology of the day to show the fires. Like, you really believe the fires are spreading the way they use the computer-generated stuff. And Brolin's good. All the actors are good in it.
Cool.
I don't know.
Yeah, what they are seeing is number one was Boo, a Madea Halloween, part two, $25 million in business. I haven't been this less excited to see a movie since Ernest Came to Prison came out back in the 1990s.
Yeah.
Geostorm plays second, Gerard Butler, $13 million underperformer, Happy Death Day third, $9.3 million, $40 million in 2 weeks. That's solid. Blade Runner, part two, fourth, $7 million, and Only the Brave ran up the top five, $6 million.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.